You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off with how the markets have been moving. It's the start of a new month. It's the start of a new week. It's the start of a new trading quarter. Joined on the line by Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at how we start off the month of September and what we can look forward to. Good evening, Gary. Lovely to speak to you again. It's been a quiet day on the US front with Labor Day celebrations taking place. But nonetheless, the rest of the world has been moving.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, when the US is out of the market, you definitely feel the lack of volume. And you can see the correlation of a lot of assets when the US traders are not active. So, yeah, our market down around 0.33%. And really, it kind of the sub-indices all doing the same thing. So looking at the industrial index also down around 0.33%. The financials were a little bit harder hit. So they were down 0.45%. It was almost down 1%, but did recover towards the end of the trading session. Resources, they're down 0.14%. So you can see pretty broad-based selling across the local exchange. Over in Europe, we had the DAX and the CAC in Paris finishing slightly positive. They were negative for most of the day, also just a little bit of a lift towards the close. The FTSE didn't manage to turn positive, still down around 15 basis points, so 0.15%. Looking at the currency has weakened. We had a little bit of a positive US consumer spending data out on Friday, and that just helped to lift the dollar index, and everything priced in dollars obviously fell against it. So we have the local currency at 17.85 at the moment. That's a lot weaker than we saw early on Friday, where it was below 17.60 at one point. And that also has been stable because, of course, the USD side of that trade is out of the market this evening. If you look at the euro, that'll cost you 19.76. And if you look at the British pound, that's going for 23.45.
Gary, when we look at some of the movements throughout the day, obviously there's some data points that have come through. I mean, South African PMI data came through. We are also looking forward to some other US data this week. What are the big data points you're looking forward to as we kick off September?
Yeah, so it's an incredibly busy week on the data front, and a lot of PMI data is going to be coming out. Yeah, it's today we did have, obviously total new vehicle sales out in South Africa as well. So, slightly lower than it was at the previous print, although they did revise the previous print a little bit higher. We also had, and like I said, a lot of PMI data coming out for the rest of the week at least. So you've got everywhere from the Eurozone, all the sub-indices. We've got, the South African GDP figures out tomorrow as well. We've got some ISM manufacturing prices out from the US on the 3rd, but the real big number is going to be that non-farm payrolls number as usual. And of course, before that, we're going to get the ADP and the initial jobless claims figures, just all leading up into that big payroll report on Friday. So looking at the payroll report, that's obviously going to be key to feeding into where US interest rate expectations are going to sit. Currently, we're expecting around 165,000 new jobs to be added for the last month. The unemployment rate is expected to tick down slightly. So previously we had a print of 4.3%. So we're expecting the August figure to be in at 4.2%. A little bit of an improvement in US unemployment, but we're still expecting those average hourly earnings figures, which obviously drives the inflation. That to move up to 3.7 from 3.6%. So definitely a huge figure on Friday. I don't think, even if it's a big miss, I don't think it's going to derail what the Fed is planning, because we are hoping, or at least we're expecting to see an interest rate cut from the US. And really, I suppose the question around interest rates in the US at the moment, is it going to be that 25 basis point cut, or are they going to supersize it? Are we going to get a 50 basis point cut from the Fed? That's really the question. But of course, that question will almost be answered by the non-farm payroll data out on Friday.
Gary, let's look at some local events, or local movements rather. We got some announcements from, let's actually start with ARC, African Rainbow Capital. They announced, or confirmed rather, that Sanlam Life would be taking a 25% stake in that business. Are you surprised there? I mean, there's a long history of Patrice Motsepe's relationship with Sanlam, having been with Momentum, having still owned, I think, around 11% of Sanlam Life, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so it's quite a complex deal structure, and yes, they are increasing the value of the transaction, I suppose, of the investment in the business. But yeah, like I said, complex deal structure in that Sanlam already owns 25% stake in ARC Financial Services, so ARC Investments, which is ARC FSI. This is actually an investment by Sanlam Life into the ARC Financial Services Holdings business, which then owns 75% of ARC Financial Services Investments, and the plan then is to sell the stake in ARC Financial Services Investment as they move it almost up the holding structure as well. So it is quite a complex transaction, but yes, absolutely, I think it's a tightening of the ties between Sanlam and Patrice Motsepe's African Rainbow Capital, which obviously includes the investment in Time Bank, and of course through the structure it is an important Black empowerment partner of Sanlam. So yes, it definitely is a vote of confidence, but also a very, very complex deal structure.
Gary, someone that needs a vote of confidence, or a sector that needs a vote of confidence, is the PGM sector. Last week, platinum miners just went through the most. Today I saw Amplats and Implats having somewhat of a recovery, both up north of 5%, but the damage was done last week. Where do we stand on PGMs at the moment? What's happening?
Yeah, so like you say, Impala Platinum up, it's 7.79%. Amplats almost up 5% at the close, although it was higher earlier. And that means that they're almost back to where they were on Friday. So we had an absolutely huge sell-off, based on a number of things. And again, we got, the Sibanye results, or at least the Sibanye trading statement out today, which really kind of followed the theme that we saw coming out of Amplats and Impala. And that is that with metal prices under pressure, there's a huge degree of difficulty in producing profits for shareholders, and that's why you're going to see headline earnings per share at Sibanye down around 100%, at least down more than 100%. So if you look at the underlying metals basket, we did see a recovery in some of the stocks today, and part of that is going to be a higher platinum price. So gold might be down, call it 0.1%, but we've got the platinum price up around 0.33% at the moment. Add that to the weakening currency, and that will add a tailwind to the stocks for today. But structurally, the sector is in a difficult place. Obviously, with the rise of electric vehicles, so EVs, the idea of what is the 4E platinum basket, so or the load that's going to go into auto catalytic converters, it is expected to be under pressure. So remember, 4E, the 4E platinum basket actually includes palladium, rhodium, platinum, and gold as well. Now, Sibanye just kind of highlighting that those metals in rand terms over the period that they're reporting on, down 28%. So you can see when your product has essentially fallen by 28%, it's going to be very difficult for you to kind of make these supernormal profits. Now, yes, gold has gone the other way to platinum. So inside that basket, gold actually accounts for an 18% increase. And Sibanye did have a couple of derivatives positions on that did actually help improve the situation. But at the same time, they're also taking a massive impairment at Stillwater in the US. They also had production issues around Kloof and Driefontein. There was seismic activity. It's, lowered production, and it's also driven up the cost over there. So I think it's a very difficult set of results. Now, Sibanye was down on the day based on this, but like I said, not as much as it could have been. At one point, it was down, almost 5%. Managed to finish basically flat as we saw that rally into the close. But a difficult space for platinum miners at the moment.
Certainly a lot to contend with in the mining space, but also globally with all of the data points that are set to come out this week, this month, and the rest of the year. I think we'll leave it at that. Gary, always lovely catching up with you. This is Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, joining me to reflect on some of the market movements, what's happening in the world as the US celebrates Labor Day, and what we can look forward to.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.